麦昆塔之音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月11日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱者，我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典佛教法堂的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today we are reading text number 13.
我们今天继续阅读圣典佛教法坛第七篇。继续阅读圣典佛教法坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第17诗节。
Shira,
Shira,
Udadao.
Sorry, which 17, right?
No, 13.
13, sorry, 对不起，是第十三十节。Sorry. Okay. Please go ahead.
Shira,
Shira.
Udadao,
Udadao,
Amara,
Amara,
Danava,
Danava,
Yutpanam,
Yutpanam,
Kshiro Dadava Mara Danava Yutpanam,
Kshiro Dadava Amara Danava Yutpanam,
Unmatnatam
Umatnatam
Amrita
Amrita
Labdaya
Labdaya
Adideva
Adideva
Umatnatam Amrita Labdaya Adideva
Umatnatam Amrita Labdaya Adideva、
Not easy. Pristena.
Pristena,
Kachapa,
Kachapa,
Vapu,
Vapu,
Vidadhara,
Vidadhara,
Gotram,
Gotram,
Pristena, Kachapa, Vapur, Vidadhara, Gotram,
Pristena, Kachapa, Vapur, Vidadhara, Gotram,
Nidrakshana,
Nidrakshana
Adriparivarta
Adriparivarta
Kashana
Kashana
Kandu
Kandu
Nidrakshana Adriparivarta Kashana Kandu
Nidrakshana Adriparivarta Kashana Kandu
Shiro Dadava Maradana Vayutapanam
Kishiro Dadava Maradana Vayutapanam
Unmatnatam Amrita Labdaya Adideva
Umatnatam Amrita Labdaya Adideva
Prishtena kachapa vapur vidadhara gotram
Prishtena kachapa vapur vidadhara gotram
Nidrakshano driparivarta kasana kandu
Nidrakshano driparivarta kasana kandu
Okay, word for word.
这个字
Kshira
Kshira 牛奶
Udadao
Udadao 在海洋中
Amara
Amara 半神人们
Danava
Dadva, 恶魔们。
Yudapanam,
Yudapanam, 两方的领导们。
Udmatnatam,
Udmatnatam, 在搅拌中。
Amrita,
Amrita, 甘露。
Labdhaya,
Labdhaya, 为了获得。
Adideva,
Adideva, 最原初的主。
Pristena,
Pristena, 通过后面的支撑。
Kachapa,
Kachapa, 乌龟。
Vapu,
Vapu, 身体。
Vidadhara,
Vidadhara, 获得。
Gotram,
Gotram, Mandara 山。
Nidrakshana,
Nidrakshana, 当部分睡着的时候。
Adriparivarta,
Adriparivarta, 在山上滚。
Kashana,
Kashana, 挠。
Kandu,
Kandu,痒痒。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由圣施拉帕帕提供。译文：接着，为了充当作为搅拌杆的马尔达山的底座转动轴，存在中的第一位至尊主化身为乌龟，为了获取甘露，半神人和恶魔们用曼德尔山来搅拌牛奶之羊。这座山前后转动，磨砺着至尊主的乌龟化身，而在半睡眠的状态中体验着抓痒的感觉。要旨：尽管我们感知不到，但在这个宇宙中却有一个牛奶汪洋。就连现代科学家们也承认，在我们头顶上有千百万颗星球在盘旋着，而每一颗星球的环境都各不相同。圣殿博加瓦坛给予我们的很多的资讯，或许与我们现有的经验不相符，但印度的圣哲们都从伟大文献中接受知识，权威人士们毫不犹豫地公认，我们应该透过权威知识典籍的篇章来看事物。因此，除非我们做实验看到了所有盘旋在天空中的星球，否则我们就不能够承认圣典博加瓦坛中记载着存在着牛奶之羊的说明。既然我们做不了这样一个试验，我们自然就必须接受圣典博加瓦坛中的说明，因为就连 Sridhar Swami、 Jiva Goswami、 Vishwanath Chakravarti 等灵性领袖也都接受。学习伟大知识的方法是以伟大的权威为榜样向他们学习，而这是为了了解超出我们想象的事物的唯一的方法。由于至尊主是全能的，能够做他想要做的一切，因此对于他来说，为达到某一个目的而化身为乌龟或鱼的形象是很平常的事情。所以我们应该毫不犹豫地立刻接受圣殿博加瓦坛等权威经典的说明。半神人和恶魔联合起来搅拌牛奶之羊这项庞大的工程，需要有一大片静止不动的地面或轮轴可以安置巨大的曼达尔山丘。为此，至尊主为了帮助半神人们，便化身为巨大的乌龟，在牛奶之羊中用乌龟背拖着曼达尔山充当轮轴。当他处在半睡半醒的状态中时，曼达尔山的转动摩擦着至尊主的脊背，减轻他痒的感觉。译文：接着，为了充当作为搅拌的曼达尔山的底座转动轴，存在着的第一位至尊主作为化身，存在中的第一位至尊主化身为乌龟。为了获取甘露，半神人和恶魔们用曼德尔山来搅拌牛奶之羊。这座山前转后，
磨砺着至尊主的乌龟化身，而在半睡眠状态中的体验着抓痒的感觉。
Om Agena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpatarubhyarcha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So here Lord Brahma is describing a little bit, in summary, appearance of another incarnation of the Lord.
主 Brahma 在这里呢，是在简单的描述主的另外一位化身的显现。
It's a fact for most people, these stories are unbelievable.
对于大部分人来说呢，这些故事都是不可思议的，这是一个事实。
We rely so much on our scientific advancement in order to obtain the answers to all our questions.
为了获得我们的问题的所有的这些答案，我们过多的依赖于科学的研究。
But how much do they know?
但是科学家们又能了解多少呢？
Certainly, they can come to many conclusions by observing things, no doubt.
毫无疑问，他们通过观察很多的事物能够得到很多的结论。
But in general, their understanding of things in the universe, and even within this planet, their understanding is very, very imperfect.
但是呢，他们对于宇宙的理解以及在这个星球内的事物的理解，很多都是不完美的。
Because they rely on their senses, and their senses are imperfect.
因为他们在依赖于他们的感官，可是感官呢又是不完美的。
Even if they observe things with a very powerful microscope. Or with a very powerful telescope, still they have to use their eyes, which are imperfect.
如果他们要是用特别高倍的显微镜以及望远镜的话，那依然也是要用他们的眼睛去做这些事情，但是眼睛呢是不完美的。
No matter how sophisticated might be their means of analyzing things, observe things,Still, they have to use their senses. Ultimately, it's their senses.
无论他们用多么先进的工具来进行分析和研究，但是呢，终极来说，他们要用他们的感官去做这些事情。
Their minds are also imperfect, so their guessing things is not always accurate.
那他们的心意呢？他们的心念也是。不完美的，所以呢，他们要用这个心念去进行推敲的话呢，得到的结果也是不完美的。
So their understanding of things is very imperfect, very inaccurate.
所以说呢，他们对于事物的理解是，就这个理解力是不正确的，也是不完美的。
And in this world, most people.At least those who think of themselves very educated, they follow the knowledge that is given by our great scientists and philosophers.
那么，在这个世界上，那些自认为自己非常有智慧的人，他们是追随着伟大的哲学家和科学家们所给我们的知识的。
So here we are.Speaking about another incarnation of the Lord who comes in a form of a tortoise.
那今天呢，我们讲述的是另外一个主的化身，他是以乌龟的形象显现的。
Kurma.
Kurma.
Yes, is a coming a form of tortoise. Tortoise in the material world, tortoise is an animal in the mode of ignorance.
那么他呢是乌龟的形象。那么乌龟的形象在我们的这个理解里面呢，那它是一个动物，而且呢是处在愚昧形态下的。
And is an animal who is very limited.
而且呢，它是一个非常有局限性的动物。
But the Lord is not limited, even though he may be in a form like this, in a form like a tortoise.
但是呢，即便是主，他是在这样的一个乌龟的形象的化身里面，但他依然也是无限的。
So it's very, very, very difficult for people to understand how the Supreme Lord can assume a form that in the material world is very limited, very imperfect, and still remain perfect and complete.
所以说呢，对于人们来讲呢，是很难理解，就是主他怎么能够在物质世界里面以一个非常的有局限性的不完美的这样的一个形象去展现，但它依然还保持着完美的无限的状态。
Even though the Lord manifests himself in such a form, that form is not limited, that form is totally transcendentally perfect and complete.
虽然主他是在这样的一个形象下显现，但是呢，这个形象它是完全的超然的，是没有局限的，而且是完整的。
And even though in the material world such a form may not be very attractive, when the Lord manifests such a form, is extremely attractive.
虽然说在物质世界这样的一个形象是不被人吸引的，但是当主他显现在这样一个形象中的时候，却是完全的极致的，是被人吸引的。
There's a beautiful, beautiful complexion, beautiful color of the body, and it's very effulgent.
在他的身体上呢，显现的是非常美丽的光彩和美丽的肤色，而且呢，也是充满了光芒的。
So why manifest this particular form? Because a tortoise can go under the water and can hold a heavy weight on its back because as a hard shell.
那为什么主他会显现于这样的一个形象呢？因为作为乌龟，它可以进入到海洋之中，并且呢，它可以用它的坚硬的这个壳顶起很沉重的负担。
Kurma is an eternal form of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets.
那在外昆塔的这个星宿中呢 ，Kurma 它是主的永恒的形象。
Amongst all the Vaikuntha planets, there is one planet presided by Kurma Deva.
那在很多的外昆塔的星宿中，其中有一个星宿，它就是Kurma Deva 所居住的地方。
But there the Lord has four arm Narayana form.
但是在那里呢，主他是展现的是四臂的 Narayana 的形象。
The Lord has no animal forms in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界，主是没有动物的形象的。
All these forms, like we saw Matsya, fish, Nishinga, and so many, Vara, the pig,All these forms, when manifest in the material world in animal-like form, in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha, they have just Narayana forms.
像 Matsya 鱼的形象啊，还有像这个 Varaha 猪啊，还有像朱尼星海啊，就是这些在物质世界所显现的动物的这个形象的主的化身，在灵性世界 Vaikuntha 都是以 Narayana 的四谛形象显现的。
So sometimes even devotees, our devotee, practicing devotees, have a little difficulty to accept all this information that is given in the scriptures.
有的时候作为我们在修习的奉献者也很难接受在经典中所给予我们的这些信息。
Because some information that we receive is totally contradicting what we have learned in our material education. So we kind of tend to doubt because we have been brainwashed by all this material knowledge. So we think that is the reality. And if it does not conform again, if it's not in according to our understanding what we learn, then we tend to doubt.
因为呢，我们被这个物质世界的这些信息和知识呢给洗脑了。所以说呢，当我们在阅读经典的时候，经典里面所给我们的这个信息和我们在物质世界所了解的这些信息呢是完全相悖的。所以说呢，当我们得到这些相悖的信息，又与我们和在这个物质世界所理解的这些信息不能够吻合的时候，我们就开始对它产生了疑惑。
Doubt is born of ignorance.
那么我们的这个疑惑呢，是来自于无知。
Because we really actually don't know things properly if you are relying on material education.
因为如果我们要是依赖于我们的物质的学识和教导的话，那我们实际上是没有办法真正的去原本的理解这些事情的，是因为我们理解的事物是不完美的。
So it's just, even though it's called education, it's called knowledge, but it's just different forms of ignorance.
虽然说呢，我们称这些物质的事物被它称为叫知识，或者是被称为叫教育，但其实只不过是另外一种形式的愚昧而已。
Yes, because even with all this materialistic knowledge, very advanced materialistic knowledge, you may ask any great scientist, great professor, who are you? They don't know who they are.
但就也的确是这样的，就即便是有了这些非常高深的物质的知识，即便是那些特别有学识、特别高深的物质的科学家们，但是你问他你到底是谁，他也没有办法知道自己。没有办法知道这个问题的答案。
Yeah, simple question. They don't even know who is their real identity.
这是一个非常简单的问题，但他并不知道自己本真的身份是什么。
They don't know what consciousness is.
他们也不知道什么是意识。
Even though everybody is conscious, we are conscious entities still. The meaning, what is really consciousness, still baffled the scientists.
那么虽然说我们都是有意识的生物体，我们确实是有觉知的，但是呢当我们问什么是意识，什么是觉知的时候呢，却这些科学家们却无以回答的。
Is some distress.
虽然说阿叔Sati Mataji, 阿叔，
我在，但是阿叔那儿也在，为啥没声音了呢？
对呀、啊，那是是听不见我的声，还是听不见阿叔的声？
听不见阿叔的声音。
哦，是听不见阿叔的声哈。
嗯。
阿叔，
我重新连一下啊。
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Ashu, nice to hear your voice.
Okay, as I was saying.
我刚才讲。
As I was saying, this knowledge, scientific knowledge, actually is not based on reality because, as we said before, we have imperfect means of gathering knowledge.
那么就我像刚才说的，就是这些物质的这些科学知识，其实并不是根据真理来讲述的，因为像我刚才讲了，就是我们因为并没有非常的完美的感官去获得知识。
So we have, if you really want to have perfect knowledge, we have to depend on perfect sources.
所以如果我们要是真想获得完美的知识的话，我们就必须要依靠于完美的源泉。
Vedas are perfect.
那伟达呢是完美的。
Because Vedas come from a perfect being, from Krishna.
因为伟达是来自于一个完美的人物，是来自于 Krishna 的。
And is distributed through the devotees of Krishna who are perfect beings.
而且呢，它是通过 Krishna 的奉献者来传扬的。那么 Krishna 的奉献者呢，也是完美的人物。
This knowledge of the Vedas has never changed.
那么伟达所给予的知识是永远都不会改变的。
Material knowledge is always changing.
而物质的知识呢，是一直都在变化之中。
Many theories, many ideas, many concepts change over the time.
比如说理论，比如说想法，还有这些概念一直都在变化着。
The knowledge of the Vedas never change.
而在伟达经所给予的知识是永远都不会变化的。
So if you hear from the perfect source, then we can get real knowledge, perfect knowledge.
所以如果我们要是从完美的源泉那里去聆听的话，那么就能够得到真正的知识，能够得到完美的知识。
So here is speaking about a pastime that happened in the ocean of milk.
所以我们现在所讲述的这个诗节中的逍遥时光呢，是发生在牛奶之洋中的故事。
People laugh at this ocean of milk. What are you talking?
那么人们当听到了牛奶之洋这个词的时候呢，就会嘲笑他，就会在想我们在想什么呀。
And I'm sure many devotees still scratch their heads, a ocean of milk.
那我也很确信很多奉献者现在依然在挠着脑袋在想着啊，我们在讲的是牛奶之羊吗？这是哪里？
But how do you know? How do you know what is outside? You don't know what is in the other planets.
但是我们又怎么能够知道呢？我们根本就不知道在别的星宿中都有些什么。
The only planet we so-called visit is the moon, and we thought was nothing there.
那么我们唯一的好像拜访过的是我们被认为是的那个月球，而且我们觉得那个月球上什么也没有。
And here the experience we have is the ocean of salty water.
那么我们所有的这个体验呢，就是觉得那儿是有着咸味道的海水。阿叔。
So we have to accept. We have to accept what the Srimad Bhagavatam say.
所以呢，我们就不得不要接受《圣典不加瓦坛》里面所给我们讲述的内容。
Because we don't have the means to go to the other planets and verify what kind of oceans they have.
那所以说呢，我们没有办法去到其他的这些星宿，并且呢去证实我们就是我们没有办法去证实那是一个怎样的海洋。
Either we disbelieve, we say it's impossible because in our experience we never seen that, or we.Accept, even though we have not experienced it, we accept it must be true because the Vedas describe this, and there are so many other things in the Vedas that we have already experienced as being true.
那所以说呢，我们有两种态度，一种呢就是由于我们没有见到，所以说呢我们就不相信，根本就不相信有这样一个事情。那么另外一个态度呢，就是虽然说我们没有见到，但是由于它是在《伟达经》里面所展现的这个内容，所以呢，我们就相信它是真的，就是这样的。
So this pastime happened at one time. This is one the time of Bali Maharaj, when Bali Maharaj, the great grandson, the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, was.Very, very powerful demon, and they overpowered the demigods.
那么我们这个故事讲述的是在巴利马哈拉什的统治的年代。那么这个巴利马哈拉什呢，他是帕拉德马哈拉什的孙子。那他呢是一个非常的强大的一位恶魔的国王，那么他呢比所有的这些半神人们要更加的有力量。
So because the demigods had become weakened become weak because they have been cursed by a great sage Durvasa Muni.
因为半神人们被一位伟大的圣人 Durvasa Muni 所诅咒，所以呢，他们的力量就变得越来越弱。
So this made the demons become more powerful than the demigods.
这样呢，就使恶魔们的力量要比半神人们的力量要更加的强大。
So the demigods, they were feeling very, very, distressed.
所以说呢，半神人们就感到非常的苦闷。
So they wanted to get the help of Lord Brahma to see what could be done to restore their position.
所以呢，他们就希望能够得到主 Brahma 的帮助，然后看看怎么能够恢复他们之前的力量。
This is the procedure when they are in difficulty, in trouble, they go to the head personality in the material universe, which is Lord Brahma.
所以他们总是处在这样一个程序之中，就是当他们处在这个困难的时候，有问题的时候呢，他们就会去找物质世界之主 Brahma 去求他的帮助。
So Lord Brahma heard understood their situation.
所以呢，主 Brahma 呢就听到了，就聆听了他们的告白，并且呢也理解他们所处在的处境。
And he could understand that this the solution for this problem was above his capacity.
但是呢，他又知道，他自己是没有能力去帮他们解决这个问题的。
So he said, let's go and see the Supreme Lord and take shelter of his lotus feet.
那他说，那咱们还是去找至尊人格守神，并且托庇在他的莲花足下吧。
Because the Lord is naturally very kind and very dear to the demigods because they are doing what the Lord wants them to do.
因为半神人们呢，总是按照主的意愿去做事儿，所以说呢，很自然，主呢就非常的爱这些半神人们。
So Lord Brahma along took the demigods and they went to the abode of the Lord in Dhruvaloka. This is the where is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu is residing.
那所以说呢，主 Brahma 呢就带着半神人们就来到了 Dhruvaloka 的边境。然后呢，去这个诸瓦洛克呢，也就是 Kiradakshaya Vishnu 他所居住的地方。
This is the pole star.
那这是北极星。
So this is where in this planet there is an island situated in the ocean of milk.
那在这个星球里面呢，有一个岛屿，那么这个岛屿呢是处在牛奶之洋中的。
And that island is the residence of Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who is manifested as a super soul in this world.
那么这个岛屿呢，也就是 Kshiradakshaya Vishnu 所居住的地方。那么 Kshiradakshaya Vishnu 呢，也就是展现在众生的心中的超灵。
So when they arrive there, Lord Brahma starts offering very choice prayers, you know, very beautiful prayers from the Vedic scriptures.
当他们来到这里以后呢，主 Brahma 就开始敬献在伟达的文献中所记载的非常美妙的祷文。
It's very important because that's the procedure when they approach the Supreme Lord, they have to glorify the Supreme Lord by offering many choice prayers based on the Vedic hymns.
那这呢是非常重要的一个程序，就是当他们来到主的面前的时候呢，他们就需要向主供上由这个韦达经里面所记载的美达赞歌，以此来荣耀主。
So they don't go to the island where the Lord is. They just stay in the shore, in the shore of the ocean of milk, and they pray from there. They don't go inside. They're not allowed.
他们并没有进入到岛屿之中，因为他们不被允许进入进去，他们只是在这个牛奶之洋的岸边在进行着祈祷。
So when the Lord heard their praise of Lord Brahma and understood the situation of demigods, the Lord appeared before them.
所以当听到主 Brahma 的敬献的祷文，并且了解了半身人们所处在的处境的时候呢，主就展现在了他们的面前。
But his body, his bodily functions was so strong, more than thousands of suns rising at the same time was so effulgent that the demigods could not even see him.
但是呢，主他身上所绽放出来的这个光灿呢，有如成千上万轮太阳同时绽放在天空之中，所以呢，使得这些半身人们被这个阳光给，就是被这个光灿刺的无法看到主。
But Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they could see the Lord.
但是主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 他们是可以看到主的。
So the Lord was in his original form, Kshitakdakashai Vishnu, with four arms, with a beautiful bluish complexion, with beautiful decoration, beautiful lotus eyes, four arms.You know, all this beauty, very beautiful form of the Lord.
主呢，他是以他的 Kshitakshaya Vishnu 的这个四臂形象展现的，非常的美丽。以他有这个蓝色的光晕的肤色，然后呢，身上点缀着很美丽的这些饰品，然后呢，还有这个拿着四样物件的这四个手臂，所以呢，整个是非常的吸引人的，很漂亮。
So gradually, the other demigods were able also to see the form of the Lord, and everybody just followed to the ground to offer their obeisance.
慢慢的呢，这些半身人们也都能够见到主的这个实际的形象了。然后所有的这些半身人们全部都倒在地上向主顶拜。
So at that time again, Lord Brahma started offering so many beautiful prayers.
此时呢，主 Brahma 又开始向主献上众多的美丽的祷文。
So they explained, and finally Lord Brahma explained the purpose why they have come and asked the Lord to please to help.
终于呢，主 Brahma 就向主这个解释了这个半身人们的这个处境，并且呢，请主来帮助他们。
Of course, the Lord already knew everything.
当然主已经都知道所有的这些事情了。
But still he heard Lord Brahma explaining the situation.
但他依然还在听着主 Brahma 向他解释着这个处境。
So then the Lord decided to take action.
然后主呢就决定要采取行动了。
He wanted to perform a very special pastime.
因为他想要上演一段非常特别的逍遥时光。
So it told them, now demigods are not flourishing very much because the demons have become very powerful.
他对他们说呢，现在这个半神人们没有办法展现出他们的这个力量的原因呢，是因为恶魔们现在力量太强大了。
So it's better that you make a truce, you make an agreement with your enemies.
他说呢，你最好呢和你的这个敌人们呢去进行一个和谈。
And I want you together, you and the demons together to engage in churning the milk ocean in order to extract the nectar of immortality.
那所以呢，我希望你们和恶魔们一起都聚集在牛奶之羊，然后呢，开始来搅拌牛奶之羊，从而得到永生的甘露。
So he told the demigods to throw into the ocean all kinds of vegetables, all kinds of special grass and creepers and natural medicines.
所以呢，他们就让半身人呢往这个牛奶之羊里面扔各种各样的蔬菜，然后扔各种各样的植物，还有药物和这个爬藤之类的，就是植物。
So how they were going to churn the ocean?
那么他们将如何搅拌这海洋呢?
The ocean is very big.
因为海洋是如此的浩瀚。
Of course, there are many demigods. There are 33 million demigods and so many demons. There are lots of people.
那么当然了，是有很多很多的半神人的，有三千万的半神人，还有很多的恶魔。所以说呢，这个人是很多的。
And demigods and demons are much more powerful physically and mentally and everything, much more powerful than human beings.
而且呢，作为半神人和恶魔们，他们无论是从身形上还是从他们的这个心智上，都要比人类要强大的多。
But in order to churn a liquid, we need an object that turns one way, turns another way, turns one way, turns another way, move.To move the liquid so the liquid can change.
但是呢，为了就是所谓的这个搅拌，也就意味着我们需要有一个工具来进行搅拌，从一边给把它给晃动到另外一边，从这边再晃动回到另外那边去，这样在不断的这个搅拌的过程中，才能够把里面的这个液体给搅出来。
So and those who do kitchen who know how to cook, they know churning.Previously, in order to churn, we need an object that we move in, both ways inside the liquid, so you can churn the milk, you can churn the yogurt, you can churn so many substances to change something.
所以说呢，我们大家都知道，当我们要在搅拌的时候呢，我们是需要有一个东西，在里面进行这个翻搅的。可以，比如说我们把这个。在这个搅拌黄油、搅拌牛奶的时候，在不断的搅拌的过程中呢，就可以从这个搅拌的物质中获得另外一种物质。
I told them to use the mountain Mandara, which is a golden mountain, to use that mountain as a churning rod.
Ashu, I didn't hear the first part. So you mean the Lord asked them to do that, right?
Ask them to use the Mandara mountain.
那么主呢就让他们用这个 Mandara 山。这个 Mandara 山呢，它是金子，它是这个金子的。那么他们就让用这个金子的这个山呢，来当成这个搅拌的这个棍子来进行搅拌。
And in order to do the churning.To move the mountain, they use the celestial snake Vasuki.
那么为了要用这个棍子来进行搅拌呢，他们还得用天仙的蛇，就是 Vasuki 这根绳子。
And he said, many things are going to come from the journey.Before the nectar will come, many other things will come, but don't be greedy after them. Don't be calm, be equipoised.
还说呢，就是在这个甘露被搅拌出来之前呢，会出现很多其他的有毒性的这个物质，所以呢，主在警告他们，就是不要对这些物质起贪婪之心，从而被他们所中毒。
So he told them, now you go and talk with the demons and make a truce, make an agreement, a pact.
所以说呢，他主就对这些半神人们说，现在呢，你们就去找恶魔，然后呢，和恶魔呢进行一个和谈，然后呢，有这样一个协议，能够一起来进行这个搅拌。
You need their help.
因为你们是需要恶魔的帮助了。
So after the Lord explained all these things, he disappeared.
那么当主解释完这一切之后呢，他就消失了。
Then Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva offered respects and they returned to their abodes. And then all the demigods went to see Bali Maharaj, was the leader of the Asuras, the demons.
然后呢，主Brahma 和主 Shiva 呢，他们顶拜完之后呢，就回到了他们各自的这个居所。然后这些半神人们呢，他们就去找巴利马哈拉什。那巴利马哈拉什呢，当时是众恶魔之主。
So the demigods were added by Indra, and Indra was very nicely accepted by Bali Maharaj and They received them very nicely.
嗯，然后呢，这些半神人们就在 Indra 的率领之下呢，就去找 Bali Maharaj 了。那 Bali Maharaj 呢，也是非常好的迎接了他们。
嗯 ，So Indra explained the reason of their visit, what they were asking for the demons, the cooperation of the demons to churn the ocean of milk, so they could get the nectar.
这个天帝 Indra 呢，就向巴利马哈尔志讲明了来意，就讲到呢，他们要一起合作来进行搅拌牛奶之羊，从而呢得到甘露。
So yes, the demigods and demons together, they are all very, very, very powerful, very strong.
嗯，那当然了，这个半神人和这个我和恶魔们，他们都是非常的强悍的，都是非常的有力量的。
So they uprooted this Mandara mountain.
嗯，所以呢，他们就拔起了这座 Mandara 山。
Even though it was a long distance, they brought it into the ocean of milk.
嗯，虽然说山离海洋非常的远，但是他们依然还是把这座山呢给移到了牛奶之洋。
But on the way, they were so tired because the mountain was so heavy, because it was made of gold. A huge mountain made of gold, that the mountain fell on many demons and fell down, and many demons and demigods who were smashed were killed by or hurt by severely hurt by the mountain.
嗯，因为这个曼德尔山呢，它是本身是非常巨大的，而且呢，它是由金子来做成的，所以说呢，这座山是非常的沉重的。所以当半神人和恶魔把这座山从山的这个地方给移到海洋边上的时候呢，这个山就摔下了，就掉下来了。掉下来的时候呢，就砸死了很多恶魔和半神人，或者呢，使很多的恶魔半神人呢都受了重伤。
So when this happened, they became very discouraged.
所以当这件事发生的时候呢，恶魔和半神人都感到很气馁。
So then the Lord came there riding on his Garuda carrier.
然后呢，主他就骑着 Garuda 来了。
And he saw when they saw that he saw that demons and demigods, many of them were crushed by the mountain, just glanced over them and then brought them back to life.
所以当他看到了被山给压扁了的这些半神人和恶魔之后呢，他就瞥视了他们一眼，使他们又恢复了生命。
And then the Lord just with one hand, he lift the Mandara mountain and put on the back of Garuda.
然后呢，主呢，他就用他的一只手托起了曼德尔山，然后呢，把曼德尔山呢给放在了 Garuda 的背上。
And Garuda fly to the ocean of milk to place the mountain there.
然后呢，Garuda 呢就驮着山飞到了牛奶之羊的边上，然后呢把这座山呢放在了那儿。
Now they had the rod. The mountain was there in the ocean of milk, but now they need to invite Vasuki, the celestial serpent, to come to be used as a churning rope.
嗯，所以现在呢，他们有了搅拌的这根棍儿，有了这个曼德尔山，所以呢，他们现在就需要来邀请神蛇瓦苏基来作为这个绳子去搅拌。
So they put the coils of the snake around, and they have two extremities. One would be taken by the demons, and other would be taken by the demigods. So they would move.One way, and then they moved another way, moved one way, moved another way. In this way, the mountain in the middle of the ocean of milk would churn the milk.
嗯，所以说呢，他们就把这个绳子呢，两头的拴在了这个曼德尔山上，然后一头呢由半神人们牵着，另外一头呢由恶魔们牵着。他们呢就就是半神人们他们往这边挪，然后呢这个恶魔们他们往那边挪，他们就这样的这种不断挪动这种形式来进行着搅拌。
And the Lord took on the side of demigods, and they took the front portion of the snake, and they left the tail, the part of the tail for the demigods.
Sorry, the Lord take the
front portion of the snake, where is the head, the part where is the head, to pull that side, and the demons were with the tail.
Yeah, but the Lord is on the side of demigod.
Yes, on the side of the demigods.
Okay, 那么主呢，他就站在了半神人这一边，然后他们所拖动的呢是瓦苏奎的头的这一部分。那瓦苏奎的这个尾巴的这一部分呢，就由半神人，就由这个恶魔们去拖动。
So the demigod did not like to take that to hold the tail of the snake. The demons were not happy about that.
Yeah, 那么所以呢，这个恶魔们呢，他们觉得揪着这个瓦苏奎的这个尾巴的这部分呢，不是特开心，他们不想抓尾巴这一部分。
So they protested.
所以他们就反对。
And then they saw that was no hope, so they just remain silent. But the Lord, out of compassion, he decided to go and grasp the tail of the snake, and the demigods follow him, so the demons stay on the head.
Okay. 那这些恶魔们呢，觉得抗议了半天也没用，所以说呢，他们就默不作声的开始抓着瓦斯佩的这个尾巴。但是呢，主呢，他是非常的充满了怜悯之心的，所以说呢，他就决定带着半神人们去抓这个瓦苏奎的尾巴，然后呢，让这个恶魔们去抓瓦苏奎的头。
So the demons and the demigods, they start moving, churning the Mandara mountain, but after some time, because the mountain was very heavy, the mountain sunk inside the ocean because it had no support under it.
那所以说呢，这个半神人们和恶魔们呢，他们就开始搅动了这个曼德尔山了。但是搅着搅着呢，因为这个曼德尔山呢非常的沉，而且底下呢也没有支撑，所以呢搅着搅着这个曼德尔山呢就开始往下沉。
So finish?
Yes.
So the demigods and the demons, they all felt very disappointed, and then they didn't know what to do. They could not, now the mountain was entered inside the ocean, they could not do anything.
所以说呢，这个半神人们和恶魔们呢，他们就觉得特别的沮丧。那么现在这个曼德尔山呢往下沉，他们觉得无计可施，不知道该怎么办了。
This situation was actually created by the Lord himself.
但是这样的一种状态呢，其实是由主本人所安排的。
So in this way, he took the opportunity to come in this wonderful shape of a tortoise, enter in the water, and he went underneath the mountain, Mandara mountain, and hold it back to the surface.
所以说呢，他呢，就有了这么一个机会，可以展现出美妙的。Kumar 的这个乌龟的这个形象
Kumar
就可以展现出美妙的 Kumar 的这个形象，然后呢钻到海底，托起了曼德尔山，然后这样呢把这个曼德尔山呢又从海里面又给顶了上来。
Well, actually what Kumar wanted, he wanted just somebody to scratch his back, so by their moving the Mandara mountain, they were going to scratch his back, and he was feel very satisfied.
那么 Kumar 他想要的呢是有人能够帮他挠他的这个背，所以说呢当曼神人和恶魔他们在拖动曼德尔山的时候，这个曼德尔山呢就在他的这个背上有这个抓挠的这种感觉，那这样的话就会使他觉得很舒服。
So the demons and demigods, now they were with great vigor, they start churning the ocean of milk again.
那所以说现在呢，这个半神人和恶魔们他们都又开始重整旗鼓的，信誓旦旦的重新的进行了搅拌。
And the first thing that came out was a very dangerous substance, a very dangerous poison.
那首先出来的东西呢是非常的 危险的剧毒的物质。
So they were afraid if they were in touch with this poison, they were going to die.
所以他们就特别害怕，他们觉得如果他们要是碰了这个有毒的物质的话呢，就会被毒死的。
So they decided to approach Lord Shiva, who was staying in his residence in the Kailasha mountain, and ask him to come and please take this poison because he's such a powerful person.
所以呢，他们就决定去找居住在卡拉什山上的主希瓦来处理这个毒液，因为呢，主希瓦在他们的心目中是如此强悍的一位人物。
So Lord Shiva agreed, and he came in order to save the situation. He agreed to come and drink all the poison.
所以为了要挽，就是为了要挽救当时的这个局面呢，主希瓦呢就决定来了，然后呢把毒液给喝掉。
That's why Lord Shiva's neck became bluish because of drinking this poison.
也就是这个原因呢，为什么主希瓦的脖子这个地方呢是蓝色的，就是因为他喝掉了这个毒液。
So with this ends together, he collected all this poison.
所以他最后呢，他就收集了所有的这些毒液。
With his two hands, you know, he collected all the poison and started drinking.
他用他的双手捧起了所有的这些毒液，然后就开始喝掉这些毒液。
But there some drops of poison start falling from his hands. Like if you try to drink water with the two hands, you know, some drops of water are going to fall down. Some drops of poison fell down.
但是呢，就像我们用手捧起水来喝的时候呢，有一些这个水滴呢就会从我们的这个手里面就漏下去。所以说，当主席吧他用手捧起毒液的时候，有一些毒液的这个液体就从他的手里面就漏了出来。
So this poison fell on certain creatures like scorpions, poisonous snakes, poisonous plants and other animals and insects that are poisonous, you know, and they drink that this poison that fell down from Lord Shiva said that's why these creatures became poisonous.
那就这个毒液呢，它就滴到了一些物质的这个上面，比如说像是蝎子呀，像是蛇呀，还有一些植物啊，还有一些昆虫啊，就这些生物体，当他们喝掉了这些毒液之后呢，他们也都变成了具有毒性的生物体了。
Then after that.A Surabi cow appeared from the churning.
在这之后呢，是 Surabi 母牛从搅拌中走了出来。
And the great sages immediately took care of this Surabi cow because the Surabi cow could produce all milk products, milk and all milk products that they could use in performing their sacrifices.
然后这些伟大的圣人们呢，立刻呢就把 Surabi 牛就给照顾了起来，因为 Surabi 牛呢，它可以产生各种各样的牛奶的制品。那么这些圣人们呢，它可以用这些牛奶制品做他们的各种各样的祭祀的活动。
Then appeared a very beautiful horse. His name Ushay Shrava, very beautiful, white like a moon, so beautiful.
然后呢，又展现出了名为Ushay Shrava 的白色的骏马，这匹马非常的俊美。
So Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons, want to possess this horse.
然后呢，半身人之主巴利马哈拉。
恶魔
就是恶魔的领袖巴利马哈拉什呢，他就想要占有这头骏马。
And Indra did not protest because the Supreme Lord already had told them they should not be greedy after those things.
那主 Indra 呢也就同意了，因为主已经对他们说了，不要对这些出来搅拌出来的这些事物呢产贪婪之心。
Then appeared the king of elephants, Airavata.
然后呢，又产生了 大象之王 Airavata.
His white was a white elephant with four tusks.
那他呢是一头白色的大象，有四只象牙。
Later on, this elephant became the carrier of Indradev.
后来呢，这头大象就成为了 Indradev 的坐骑。
Then appeared two very beautiful gems, Kostuba and Padmaraga gems, very, very beautiful gems that the Lord himself took these gems to possess them, to decorate his chest.
那然后呢又产生了两颗非常非常的美的宝石。Sorry, Maharaj, sorry, Prabhu, the name of the gems?
Kostuba.
一个呢被称为是 Kostuba 宝石。
And Padmaraga.
还有另外一个是 Padmaraga.
These are two jewels that the Lord Vishnu possessed on his chest.
Yeah, 然后主 Vishnu 呢就把这两颗宝石呢用来点缀他的胸膛。
Then appeared the Parijata flower, which was the most fragrant flower in the universe.
然后呢，又产生出了 Parijata 鲜花。那这个花呢，是在宇宙中最为芬芳的鲜花。
It's a flower that decorates the celestial planets, the heavenly planets.
这是点缀着天堂星宿的鲜花。
This Parijata flower.Not only is very fragrant, but fulfill the desires of everyone.
那这个 Parijata 花呢，它并不仅仅是充满了芬芳，而且呢，它也能够满足所有人的愿望。
Then, as they continued churning, they came the apsaras.
然后呢，他们又继续的搅拌，就出现了 sapsara.
Apsaras.
Apsaras 出现了
apsaras.
Apsaras
are the heavenly dancers, very beautiful heavenly dancers.
那么这些 Apsaras 们呢是非常美丽的天仙的舞者。
They entice the inhabitants of the heavenly planets by their beauty, by their dancing and singing.
那通过他们的舞蹈，通过他们美妙的歌喉，诱惑了所有的这些天堂中的人物。
Then appeared the goddess of fortune, Rama.
然后呢又出现了幸运女神。
Wow, she was so wonderful, so beautiful, so attractive.
她实在是太美了，她实在是太具有吸引力了，实在是太充满了魅力了。
So all the demons start becoming so lusty after her.
那么所有的这些恶魔们呢都充满了色欲的去追随他，追求他。
The demigods also wanted her because she was so attractive, so beautiful.
因为她实在是太美丽太动人了，所以呢使得这些半神人们也都想要去追逐她。
But they were trying to control themselves because the Lord had told them to not be greedy after anything that would come from the ocean of milk.
但是呢他们努力着控制着自己的这个欲望，因为主已经警告过他们不要去对任何从海洋这个牛奶之洋里面搅拌出来的这个事物产生想法。
So Lakshmi Devi was moving here and there looking for a perfect match for her.
所以说呢 Lakshmi Devi 呢他就四处移动着，希望能够找到一个他最佳的伴侣。
But she could notice that none of them were completely perfect. None of the demigods, not even Lord Brahma, not even Lord Shiva.
但是呢，她发现这里面没有任何一个人是完美的，无论是这些半神人们也好，或者是主 Brahma， 或者是主 Shiva。
So finally, she met the Lord, and he became accept him as her eternal husband.
最后呢他就见到了主，他就接受主为他永恒的丈夫。
Next appear Varuni.
之后展现的是 Varuni.
Varuni is a very beautiful young girl.
那 Varuni 呢是一位美丽的年轻的女子。
She controls those who are very very, very eager to drink intoxicating beverage.
他呢是控制着那些想要喝饮具有迷醉作用的这个饮料的人。
So the demons headed by Bali Maharaj ask permission from the Lord to take possession of this young girl.
所以说在巴利马哈拉什的率领下的这些恶魔们呢就请求主允许他们能够拥有这个年轻的姑娘。
Then a very, as they continue journey, a very wonderful male person appeared.
然后他们在不断的搅拌的过程中呢，一位非常的英俊的男性就出现了。
A very beautiful form with beautiful eyes, beautiful complexion.
那他有非常美丽的身形，非常美丽的眼睛，还有很非常美丽的肤色。
With a dark complexion like Lord Vishnu.
那他的这个肤色呢，像主 Vishnu 一样是暗色的肤色。
Actually, he was a plenary portion of Lord Vishnu.
事实上呢，他是这个主 Vishnu 的部分的形象。
This was Dhanvantari.
这是 Dhanvantari.
Dhanvantari is the original.Doctor.
Sorry, 他是这个 Dhanvantari 是主 Vishnu 的这个全权的这个形象，那么他是最原初的大夫。
Is the one who is more expert in the use of medicines.
那他呢非常精通于运用各种各样的药物。
So this Dhanvantari was carrying a pot of nectar.
那 Dhanvantari 呢他就拖着一罐子甘露。
So this is what they were all expecting to come from the churning of the ocean of milk.
那这个是大家祈求着能够从搅拌的过程中能够得到的最后的食物。
So Dhanvantari was carrying this big pot with the nectar of immortality and the demigod so greedy immediately snatched it and took away by force.
所以呢 Dhanvantari 呢他就手托着这一大罐永生的甘露，然后呢半神人们呢就非常的贪婪的从他的手中强行的夺了过来。
恶魔
就非常贪婪的从他的手中拿了过来。
So the demigods were very disappointed, very morose.
所以说呢，半神人们就非常的失望了，而且呢很沮丧。
So they want to see the Lord, see the Lord. So what happened now? The nectar is gone to the demons.
所以他们就跑去找主了，说主啊，那现在该怎么办呢？这些恶魔们把这个甘露给抢走了。
So then they're going to become always more powerful than us.
那这样的话就会使他们一直都会比我们要强悍了。
And we are your servants. How can we do our service if they are more powerful than us?
可是我们是您的仆人，如果要是他们要是比我们要这么要强悍的话，那我们怎么能够为您继续做服务呢？
The Lord said, "Don't worry, don't worry. By my energy, I'm going to bewilder them, so I'm going to create a quarrel among them."
所以主说别着急别着急，那么通过我的这个能量呢，我会在他们之间产生一种争端，产生争吵。
So the demons, you know, one demon, a stronger demon takes, okay, I'm going to take this nectar for me, and the other will come, no, I want you to take, and they start quarreling and fighting amongst themselves.
所以呢其中比较这个身形强大的恶魔们就说，那我要占有这个甘露，那么另外一个恶魔就说，不行不行，我要这个甘露，所以他们之间呢就开始就吵起来了。
So as they were fighting and quarreling, who's going to take the pot of nectar, then the Lord appeared in a very beautiful female form, Mohini Murti.
所以呢就在他们争着谁能够拿到这罐甘露的这个时候呢， 主呢就在他们面前以母黑尼穆提的这个美丽的女子的形象显现了。
So this is an incarnation of the Lord in a female form.
所以这位呢是主在女性的形象显现下的化身。
Her complexion, her form was so attractive, so beautiful.
那她的肤色，她的神形都是如此的具有吸引力，非常的漂亮美丽。
Everything about her face, her body was completely perfect, so attractive, so beautiful.
那么她的身形，她的肤色，以及她的这个形象是完全的完美的，是完全的具有吸引力的。
Her body was so fragrant that even bumblebees were humming around her because it was so fragrant.
而且她的这个身体呢是绽放着芬芳的香气，使得这些蜜蜂们都在她的身边嗡嗡的鸣叫。
And she was decorated with so many beautiful fragrant flowers.
她被很多的充满了芬芳的鲜花所点缀着。
And she was moving so graciously amongst the demigods and the demons.
她在半神人们以及在恶魔之中呢，以婀娜的身心，以婀娜的身形来回的摇曳着。
The demigods, they tried to control themselves.
那么这些半神人们呢，努力地控制着自己。
But the demons are very lusty.
但是恶魔们呢却充满了色欲。
And when they saw this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman walking very graciously amongst them, looking at everyone with a beautiful glance, with her beautiful eyes, everybody was just big eyes, just, and they all became distracted from the pot of nectar and Mohini Murti just took the pot of nectar and walked away.
所以说呢，当恶魔们看着展示着婀娜身姿的这位女子在他们的身边走动，然后呢，以她的这个充满了这个吸引力的这个眼神看着他们的时候，他们一个个的都被迷住了。所以呢，在迷住的这个时候呢。摩诃尼穆提就趁着他们的不注意，就把这个甘露的这个罐子就给拿走了。
So the story continues for a while, but eventually Mohini Murti gave this nectar. This nectar was given to the demigods.
然后这个故事呢又向前发展了一段时间，但最终呢，摩诃尼穆提就把这罐子甘露还给了。半神人们
because this was the desire of the Lord to restore the strength, to restore the power to the demigods because they are more important than the demons. The demons are a nuisance in the universe, whereas the demigods are the ones who will maintain everything on the behalf of the Supreme Lord, who create order.
因为这个呢，就是主他所做出的一个决定。就是他要恢复这些半神人们所具备的这些力量，而这个半神人们呢，他们是要为主做服务，是为了要维系整个的这个宇宙的这种秩序，而恶魔们呢，他们是进行捣乱的，就是做各种各样的破坏的这些事情的那些人。
So yes, connected with the appearance of Kurma, there is also the appearance of this Mohini Murti, the incarnation of the Lord.
所以说在这个故事中除了主 Kurma 的这个形象显现的时候呢，还有 Mohini Murti 的这个形象的显现。
But we hear more about Mohini Murti later on.
但是我们后面呢还会听更多的关于 Mohini Murti 的故事。
So these are very extraordinary pastimes.
所以呢这些都是非常的卓越超凡的逍遥时光。
And we accept them as true. This is real. This is the real thing.
而且我们呢是把它当成这个真情实景来接受的，这些都是真实的故事。
And one day when we become completely purified, ready to go back to our original abode, then we will be able to see, experience all these things that now we are with our material means we are incapacitated to observe, to experience.
那么总有一天，当我们完全的处于纯净的状态，当我们已经做好了能够回到我们的就是回到灵性世界的这个准备的时候呢，我们就能够原汁原味的看到这些逍遥时光了。但是现在由于我们的这个物质上的这些局限，使得我们没有办法见到这些逍遥时光的真情实境。
So my dear devotees, don't disbelieve these things. Even though it can be baffling, those stories are incredible. Don't disbelieve. These are true stories.
所以我亲爱的奉献者，虽然这些故事呢听起来是非常的令人困惑的，但是呢我们一定要相信这些故事都是真实的故事，都是卓越非凡的故事。
And don't try to compare with some similar stories that you may have heard from your grandparents or in school, whatever, you know, from your tradition, because yes, maybe there's some similarity, but it's a distortion of the real stories, the real thing.
而且呢，我们也不要试图把这些故事和我们从我们的爷爷奶奶或者是在学校里面或者是在我们的这个传统的这个故事中所听到的那些版本的故事，因为也许可能那些故事和这个故事之间呢可能会有一些类似之处，但是呢全部都是被扭曲了的，而我们今天听到的这个故事呢是真的一个是真正的实实在在的故事。
These stories that there are in the Vedas and carried out by the disciplic succession, these are the real storiesthat the Supreme Lord pastimes the Supreme Lord performed with his devotees all over the universe.
那么这个故事呢，它是在这个韦达经里面所展现的，而且呢是由我们的使徒传系所告知给我们的。所以呢，这些故事都是主和他的奉献者们所上演的逍遥时光的展示。
So if you have any question or comments, we can discuss now.
所以大家如果有任何的问题或者有任何的评述的话呢，我们现在就可以花点时间来探讨。
Krishna.
Oh, here is a question. 我看到。Yeah.请问阿叔，生活如何生活根基巨大的变动中依然保持心意的稳定？ OK, 阿叔 the question is that how to maintain the stability, how to maintain the stability of the mind if we are living in the tribulations?
You are living in what?
Tribulation, living in the big difficulties or the big changes in our life.
In that situation, the only solution is to take shelter of the Lord.
那么在这样的一种情况下，我们唯一的庇护就是至尊主。
Take shelter of the holy names.
得到圣名的庇护。
And pray to the Lord to make things more clear to you so you can see it more clear.
那么让主能够向主祈祷，祈祷主能够更清晰地把事物展现在我们的面前，从而让我们能够看得更清楚。
Understand that any baffling situation, any confusion you may find ourselves in is because of our past misdeeds.
而且呢我们一定要理解，就是在我们面前所展现出来的各种各样的这个困惑的或者是令人不愉快的这种状态，全部都是由我们过往的不当的行为所致。
So don't start pointing fingers when things don't go right with you. Don't start pointing fingers.
所以说呢，当这个事情在我们面前非常不顺的展开的时候呢，我们不要开始进行指责。
It's better to introspect.
那我们最好还是自省。
And see what you have done wrong.
看看做错了什么。
And if we don't see, if we don't see anything, we don't see what was done wrong, pray to Krishna and chant the holy names and pray to the Lord to help you to understand.
但是如果我们要是看不到我们做错了什么的话，那我们就应该通过念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名向主祈祷，并且呢祈祷着主能够为我们明示。
Very often through very adverse situation, we have learned very, very important lessons in life.
事实上呢，在很多的逆境的状态下，我们都能够在生活中学到很多的教训。
But we cannot find the solutions by pointing fingers or accusing others of your problems.
但是呢，我们不能够为了我们所面对的这个问题去指责其他的人，因为这样对我们来说是于事无补。
It's not the fault of others. It's not the fault of material nature. It's not the fault of this and that. It's our own problem.
因为这个并不是别人的错，也不是物质自然的错，也不是这个或那样的，这个或那个的错，而是我们自己的问题。
These things all happen only because of our past misdeeds.
那么这样的事情会发生的唯一的原因就是因为我们过往的不当的行为。
Yes, oftentimes we may not see the, how it related with something we did in the past, but it is a fact.
当然有的时候呢我们可能没有办法看到这个和我们过去有什么关系，但这就是一个事实。
We are the responsible for anything that happens to us.
那么我们是对发生在我们身上的事情要负全责的。
So we have to take a responsibility.
所以呢我们就要负担起这个责任。
And pray to the Lord, chant the holy name, pray to the Lord to see the solution, to see what should be done.
那所以说呢我们就要唱诵圣名向主祈祷，并且呢向主祈祷着给我们一个解决的方法，让我们知道怎么去面对这样的情景。
Yes, because sometimes situations can be very difficult.
是的，因为有的时候呢我们的处境可能确实是非常的艰难。
So it can be very difficult tests we have to pass through.
所以说呢这可能是我们必须要去经历的很难的考验。
But Krishna never gives us a test that it's impossible for us to pass.
但是呢 ,Krishna 他从来都不会给我们让我们无法去接受的考验。
So have confidence in him and chant his holy names.
所以呢我们一定要对 Krishna 有信心，并且唱诵他的圣名。
And gradually you can notice that your heart becomes more pacified.
然后慢慢的你就会发现你的心变得越来越被安抚了。
And you may be able to get over this situation.
然后呢你就也许可能会逾越这样的状态。
But by having the right attitude.
但是呢必须要有正确的态度。
So first thing, take responsibility.
所以首先要做的事情就是要负起责任。
The next question
is from Hare Krishna. 顶拜老师，有个同修以前学佛，后期进入了 Krishna 知觉，到现在三年多了，以前什么都不怕，胆子特别大，看得见的和看不见的都不怕，可最近一年来胆子不知为什么变小了，心里很害怕，也怕天黑，以前是不怕的，心里总有一种恐惧感，不知道是为什么。老师，我的问题不是您今天讲课的内容，但还是恳请您给予我们仁慈的解答，感恩您。Hare Krishna, teacher, please accept my very humble obeisances. I have a friend who used to be the follower of the Buddhism teaching and later gradually become involved in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Right now is already for 3 years.And this person used to be fearless with who is very bold. He never showed the fear of anything. However, for the recent year, he started to become very intimidated for things, and he has a lot of fear in his mind, and he even afraid of the dark, the darkness. But before, he never have any problem with the dark, and he always wear a kind of a fearful mood. So don't know what happened on him. I'm sorry that my question of today has nothing to do with the lecture of today, but I still ask you to be kindly to give us some answers for this. Thank you very much.
So this person has to take shelter of Krishna.
那么这个人呢，他必须要托庇于 Krishna 的庇护。
Take more shelter of Krishna.
他应该更多的得到 Krishna 的庇护。
Chant more and better.
他应该更好的和更多的念诵。
Because Krishna can give fear to fear personified.
因为 Krishna 他会让恐惧的化身感到恐惧。
Fear is born of ignorance.
那么这个恐惧呢，是源于愚昧。
So in order to conquer this ignorance, we have to take more shelter of Krishna, chant the holy names, and read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly.
所以呢，为了要逾越这样的恐惧的心态呢，我们就应该更多的去托庇于 Krishna, 念诵他的圣名，以及阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，有规律的阅读书籍。
This fear experience is all the result of wrong activities committed in the past.
那么这个恐惧的这种状态呢，全部都是由于过往的不当的行为所致的。
Can be in this life or on previous lives.
但是这种不当的行为呢，也许可能是在今生做的，也许可能是在之前的生世所做的。
So before these reactions were not manifest, now they are manifest. So it's actually a way for him to purify his heart from all these things, this manifest, so he can notice. So this reaction can be uprooted if he takes shelter of Krishna, the process of Krishna consciousness properly.
那么之前他不怕的原因呢，是因为这个业报的反应还没有显现。可是现在他害怕的原因呢，是因为这个业报开始这个显现了。那所以说呢，这个其实对于他来说呢，是一个非常好的一个事情，可以通过这个的显现呢，更好的去托付于 Krishna， 从而呢能够连根的把这个业报给拔起，从而使内心得到更多的净化。
So sometimes people ask why, how can these things happen now that we are trying to practice Krishna consciousness?Why these things are bad are happening to us? They shouldn't happen because we are trying to serve Krishna.
那有的时候人们可能就会问，那为什么我现在修习了 Krishna 知觉，反而使得这些不好的事情都出现了呢？它不应该出现的，因为我们现在是在努力的服务 Krishna 呀。
No, the process is that when you take to this process of devotional service, it's like planting a seed in our hearts, the seed of devotion within our hearts. But when the seed starts sprouting by the process of hearing and chanting and all these devotional activities, naturally like a plant, when the plants start growing, the first things that start manifesting at the same time with the growing the plant is the bad weeds. The bad weeds also start growing.
那么不是这样的，因为当我们在进行这个奉爱的修习，当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们其实就像是这个种下了一颗奉爱的种子。那么当我们在通过念诵、通过修习、通过在做这些事情的时候呢，其实就是在给这个奉爱的种子在浇水。那么在浇的它的过程中呢，这个奉爱的种子它就开始慢慢的就开始发芽。那么当它在发芽的时候呢，可以很自然的这些这个不好的这些杂草也就跟着一起长了出来。
Because if you are going to become devotees of the Lord, we're going to have to take responsibility for our past misdeeds and try to rectify ourselves. So these bad weeds correspond to the bad things we have done. Then Krishna wants us to pay attention to these things and be very, 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 very careful about doing the right things from now on. So we have to uproot these tendencies. Bad tendencies are there in our hearts.
所以说呢，当我们在为 Krishna 做服务，在我们在培养我们的奉爱这个奉爱之心的时候，那我们的就是这些不好的这些事情，它其实也会显现出来。那么在它显现出来的这个时候呢，是 Krishna 他要提醒我们要很好的去注意这些和我们在我们内心中所存在的这些杂草，然后呢在我们在奉爱休息的这个过程中呢，我们一定要非常的小心的去拔除这些杂草。
So this is the way that Krishna makes these things manifest in our hearts so you can deal with them, we can change our attitude, we can rectify ourselves and understand that things are happening not by chance, it's because we have done some wrong things in the past.
所以说呢，这是 Krishna 他的这种美意，那么他呢安排着让这些这个不好的这些事物它展现出来以后呢，然后呢让我们就有机会可以去清理掉，就是把它给清除掉。
So the process of manifesting these reactions is accelerated so that we can in one lifetime we can purify ourselves from all this previous karma and become pure to go back to Krishna. This is Krishna's arrangement.
就是刚才还有一点没说完，就是这个就是所有的这些这个事情呢，它是这个 Krishna 的这个安排，然后呢在这样的安排这种状态下呢，就可以使我们能够这个清除掉我们之前所做过的这些错事，那么 Krishna 他这样安排了以后呢，使我们慢慢的能够使自己得到净化，得到净化之后呢，我们才能够有资格回到他的身边。
嗯，So it's not by chance these things are happening, and you should not be disappointed. It's just part of the process of purification. You should take more shelter in Krishna's holy names and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and gradually Krishna will make us understand. We will understand what we have to do in order to rectify our tendencies.
还有呢，就是所有的这些事情呢，它并不是无中生有而发生的，它全部都是由于我们过往的这个不当的这个行为而导致的。所以说呢，当这样的事情发生了以后呢，我们不应该就感到这个沮丧和失望，而是应该有这个机会去进行自省，然后呢去更多的去脱离于 Krishna， 然后呢在 Krishna 的这种指导之下，让我们慢慢的能够这个。变得进化，然后呢能够清理掉我们这些不当的这些行为和不当的这个业报，然后慢慢的就能够回到他的身边。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 聆听世界，请问阿叔，有一首祷文写突袭是从搅拌牛奶之羊产生的甘露中出来的，请问这是什么意思？阿叔，There is a prayer that Tulasi is from the churning of milk ocean. Could you explain what is that?
I never heard that, but it's possible. Yeah, why not?
Like,
it comes from the ocean of the churning and so Dhanvantari, so many great personalities. Tulasi could also be one way to come to this material world.To appear through this pastime. I never heard it.
I never heard it. 那首先呢，我没有听到过这个，但是呢，这是有可能的，因为在这个搅拌甘露的时候呢，确实出现了很多美妙的事物，比如说 Dhanvantari， 它就是从这个搅拌的时候出现的。那么也许可能Tulsi女神她也是通过这样搅拌的这个方式来到了这个物质世界。所以这是有可能的，但是呢，阿叔说他从来没有听说过这一点。So next one is from Rajendra Prabhu， 感谢阿叔和翻译。主 Krishna 在840万种生命种族中都有自己的化身显现吗？如果有，化身的目的是什么呢？比如说，如果在鸟类中的化身的话，目的是什么？ 难道在鸟类中传播神知觉吗？鸟类的知觉不是那么高呀。Ashu, thank you very much. So, my question is that among the 8.40 million species of the life, is that true for Lord Krishna have the incarnation among each of the species? If that is the truth, what is the purpose for the Lord to incarnate it in each of the species? For example, if there is incarnation among the bird, then what is the reason for that? Is that for preaching the Krishna consciousness among the birds? However, the consciousness of the bird is not that high. It's not that advanced.
Either our consciousness is high. Our consciousness is also not very high.
OK, 但是我们的知觉也不是那么高呀。
No, yes, the Lord that described appeared in all these different forms of life, in all different species of life.
确实是，主他确实是在各种各样的化身中都有他，就是在各种各样的生物体中都有他的化身。
So they may not, it's not that he's going to teach, give lectures and give, teach all these things, but by his presence, by his activities and his beauty is going to attract the hearts of all these conditioned souls in all these species of life. So some of them simply by seeing that form of the Lord, their hearts become purified and they can immediately progress to the human form of life where they can take to the process of devotional service, have the chance to take to the process of devotional service.
OK, 那么主呢他确实是在各种各样的化身中显现。但并不意味着他在每一个化身中他都要去讲课，他都要去传播这个知识。但是呢，当他在这个化身中显现的时候呢，他都是极为的俊美的，那么也就会吸引受条件限制的众生的注意力。那么当这个众生被他所吸引之后呢，那么也就能够获得这个人类的这个身形。就是被这个主吸引了以后，他立刻就能够得到人类的身形。那么当他得到了这个人类的这个身形之后呢，他就能够有机会去这个进行人类的这个觉悟的这个程序。然后呢就有机会去这个有获得更高的这个知觉了。
嗯 ,yeah, so it's just by his presence, He purified those who are around them. So then their consciousness evolves. So the next life, they can take a human form and receive the association of devotees and begin seriously the practice of devotional service.
Yeah, 就是他的这就是主的这个化身的这个身形，他就会去吸引在他身边的各种各样的生物体。那么当这个生物体被吸引之后呢，他们的这个意识呢就会得到提升，然后呢他们就有机会成为人。当他成为了人以后呢，他就有机会去和奉献者联谊。当有奉献者联谊之后呢，他就能够非常认真的、非常系统的去进行奉献服务的这个休息了。So the next, yeah, the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. Krishna 有三种范畴的能量。内在、外在和边缘的，请问突系数是属于哪一种？Krishna has three kinds of energies: internal energy, external energy, and marginal energy. But what is the energy for Tulasi tree pertains to?
It belongs to the internal energy. Is an associate of Srimati Radharani.
图拉西他是 Srimati Radharani 的同游，他所以他是属于他的这个内在的能量。
So it's also an expansion of Srimati Radharani.
而且突袭他也是 Srimati Radharani 的一个扩展。
嗯、Yes, he's a very intimate servant of Srimati Radharani and the Gopis.
所以呢他是Srimati Radharani 和 Gopi 们的非常的亲密的仆人。
This is the internal energy of the Lord.
所以呢，这是主的永恒的这个内在的能量。
Okay.
So next questions from 智慧。 请问奉献者可以养宠物狗吗？还是学生不可以养，咕噜可以养？ So the question is that, if it's okay for the devotees to raise the pet dog, to keep the pet dog, or this is not the right thing for the student to do, but the guru can keep the pet dog.
No, it's better to not have pets, particular dogs and cats, because they are not clean by nature, they are not very clean.
就是最好还是别养猫和狗，因为从这个本性上来说呢，它们是不干净的。
If you want to keep them, then keep them outside of the house, not inside the house.
如果你要是想养猫和狗的话呢，你就把它们留在房子的外面，不要让它们进门。
Because there are so many parasites that take shelter of their bodies but do not harm them, but these parasites can be very, very bad for human beings.
因为在他们的这个身上呢有很多的寄生虫，那么这寄生虫对他们来说呢是没有任何的危害的，但是这些寄生虫对于人类来说呢是有危害的。
So if you keep them inside, then you're going to have to clean their poops, their pee-pees, and all these things. This is very dirty.
但因为如果你要是把他们留在家里面的话呢，你就得给他们铲猫，就给他们铲屎铲尿，那么这些尿和屎呢都是很脏的。
And whatever they touch with their mouth is contaminated.
而且呢就是他们whatever touched their mouth is very contaminated.
Yeah, it's because their mouths are very dirty.
Okay, 因为当他们的嘴呢是很脏的，所以呢被他们的嘴碰过的东西呢都被污染了。
And you know, dogs, they like to lick. The cats also, they go and lick everyone and then it's very dirty.
那你看比如说像猫和狗啊，他们就喜欢舔，然后他们所有的人都舔，到处都舔，然后这就很脏。
So you can have those animals if you have a house that has a courtyard, something you keep them out. And the cat, for instance, if you have some mouse inside the house, then you bring the cat inside and the cat can maybe find the mouse. It's okay for that purpose.
就如果你要是
the dog can be the guard of the house, stay outside to keep intruders from coming in.
那如果你要是有一个大家，有个大房子的话呢，还有一个院子，那你可以有猫和狗，让他们在外面。然后家里面有耗子的话呢，还可以把猫给放到这个屋子里面，让它逮耗子。狗呢，也可以把它放在门口，让它看家护院，这都是挺好的。
So to keep them inside the house.With you, living with you is not good for you, is not good for any guru.
但是呢，如果要是把猫和狗要是放在家里面养的话，这对你和对于任何一位guru来讲都没有什么好处。
Is not good for any human being.
而且这对任何人来说都没有任何的好处。
Each species should live with their own species. That's how they are created. Every species live within their own species.
那么任何一种物种呢都应该和他们自己的物种生活在一起，这个也就是被创造出来的这个原因。
We associate with human beings, they associate with cats, they associate with dogs.
那比如说我们呢是要和人在一起，那猫呢就该和猫在一起，狗和狗在一起。
But if they can be useful, but then we use them for some utility, but we don't live with them. It's not very congenial for human beings to live with these animals because by nature their bodies are not clean according to human standards.
那所以说呢，他们是有一些这个用处的。我们可以按照他们的这个用处去用他们，但是呢，由于他们对人的这个身体不好，所以说呢，这个他们不应该和人住在一起。
So of course, if now any of you are listening this have already a pet dog or pet cat, please don't throw him away. If you can give to somebody who take nice care of him, okay. Otherwise, keep it and give him prasad until he dies. But if you can give away to somebody who can take nice care, give away, yeah.
就是现在听课的各位奉献者，如果您现在已经有了猫和狗的话呢，听了这个讲课以后呢，千万别把您的狗和猫给扔了。如果您要是能够给他们找着一个很好的人家，能够很好的照顾他们的话呢，你就可以把他们给人。但如果是不行的话呢，您就要善始善终的把他们给养到他们死去为止，给他们吃粪沙的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Free and Easy. 顶拜阿叔和甘义，请问阿叔，有 Krishna 知觉的人能够炒股票吗？炒股票的人能找guru吗？Ashu, my question is that, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that, for the person with Krishna consciousness, is that okay for them to buy and sell the stocks? And also, is it okay for this type of, stock dealers to, find a guru?
Can you say it again? I didn't understand the beginning.
Okay, the question is that, for a person who is a practitioner of Krishna consciousness, if it's okay,for him to go through the transactions of the stocks. And also, if they're in this business, it's okay for them to find a guru.
Well, it's a risky type of business. It's better don't involve so much in this money thing, because it can create big depression. If things go bad, people can feel very depressed. You know, it's almost like gambling. It can go right, can go wrong. So it's almost like gambling. So it's a dangerous business. If you're already involved, okay, keep going until you find something, way to invest your money in a more secure way instead of doing this thing, because it's a very unstable thing to do. It's almost like gambling.
那么这个炒股票呢，它是非常的具有风险性的，它是像是一种赌博一样，所以呢，如果它要是赔了很多的钱的话呢，就会使人处在一种极度的沮丧之中啊，所以这是不好的一种状态。所以说呢，如果要是没有做股票这方面的事情呢，就最好不要碰，然后呢就。
Of course, are you there? Are you there?Able. Sati, she is gone.
Able, Ashu.
Able.
Yeah, very,
she's not
very,
there.
Lost. Yeah. We lost her. Then the Katie. I don't know why.
Call back.
Okay, I call again.
Okay.
哎，
二宝，
啥情况？
哎，刚才对对对，让他再重新呼一下这个，二叔还在那边呢，等着呢。
好好，
好，挂了。
Can you?
Yes, yes, yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, the devotee was asking. She was asking if can. Such a person practice Krishna consciousness and find a guru. Certainly can practice Krishna consciousness. Anybody can practice Krishna consciousness. And then it's up to the guru. Should not be a big problem. But what I say, that's a risky type of situation that can bring a person too much distress if things go wrong. So,
但是呢，一个炒股票的人呢，他是可以修习 Krishna 知觉的。 那么而且是可以寻找灵性导师的，因为这个就是任何一个人在这方面是没有局限的。但是呢，炒股票这件事情呢，它是会给人造成极大的这种沮丧啊顾虑，因为是会有麻烦，会有问题，因为它也很有这个风险。
So, yeah, it's a very risky business, and can create too much distress.
所以说呢，这是一个很有冒险性的生意，而且呢，会让人变得很沮丧。
And can absorb too much one's consciousness.
而且呢，它也会让人就是太多的沉醉其中。
So it can affect your practice, because your mind is always thinking about that, and it can affect your practice.
所以呢，它会影响你的这个修炼，因为呢，让你的这个心一直就在想这件事情。
That's the only problem. Otherwise, yes, certainly can practice. You can practice and find a guru. Yes.
那么呢，这个是唯一的问题。但是呢，毫无疑问，它不影响你的 Krishna 知觉，而且呢，也不影响去找 guru。
Okay, has any other question?
Yes, yes. There were another question is from Free. Actually, Ashu, there are quite many questions ahead. The next question is from Free and Easy. 顶拜阿叔和翻译器。Oh, sorry, sorry. From Harry Vansa Prabhu. 主很多动物化身在灵性世界都有自己的灵性星球，但又都是四臂的 Narayana 的人头形象吗？The animal incarnations of the Lord have their own planet in the spiritual world. However, on each of the planets, the image of the Lord is the Narayana's image with the human head, right? With a human form.
Yeah. No animal form in the spiritual world. The Lord does not assume any animal form in the spiritual world.
是的，在灵性世界里面是没有任何动物的形象的。
So the Lord is in his original form, either Narayana or Krishna, but when he manifests a particular form from the, like Kurma is there in Narayana form, when he manifests in the material world, he manifested the form of a tortoise.
所以说呢，这个主的原初形象呢，就是 Narayana 和 Vishnu 的这个形象。那么在这个灵性世界呢，是有 Kurma 的这个主的，是有 Kurma 是存在的。但是呢，当 Kurma 的化身它展现在物质世界的时候，它展现出来的是乌龟的形象。
Any other question?
Yes, the next question is from Krishnanand Prabhu. Hello Krishna, 请问阿叔，如果有一位孤鲁或年长的奉献者，内心还有对金钱、女色和名誉等仍然还拥有强等仍然都拥有强烈的渴望时，但外在当将自己却展示为是一位纯粹的精进的奉献者，往往一开始让许多人不了解他的人会疯狂的仰慕追随和奉献，但是到了后来发现不是那么一回事的时候，追随者的心境一落千丈。请问阿叔，我们应该怎样的看待和对待这样的事情和现象呢？谢谢您。Okay, Prabhu's question is that if there is a guru or a senior devotee who still have the strong desire for money, for women, and also for fame, however, he externally presented as a very pure advanced devotee,So in this kind of situation, normally from in the beginning, there were, because of that image, it's very attractive to make lots of people to follow them or worship them or adore them very intensely. However, later, when they find actually this person is not as pure as they thought, so that is kind of a huge drop down in their mind.So my question is that what will be the right attitude to consider or treat such phenomenon or such incident. Thank you very much.
Well, the best thing is to inform the devotees nicely, to take time before deciding to accept a guru.
最好呢就是要向这位奉献者非常的这个耐心的去解释，就是我们要仔细的审慎的去认一位 guru。
If a disciple rush into a guru just because the guru has very attractive features and speaks very very sweetly all these things, then he can find himself or herself in a very difficult situation later on. It's better to be very, very, take time to understand, really to analyze the personality that you are going to take shelter of before taking a drastic decision.
所以呢就是与其由于这位guru他有非常的这个吸引人的外在的形象，或者说是有很吸引人的这个讲课的这种方式而被吸引，然后这个急切的去认他为孤乳，而后面呢可能会发现一些其他的事情而导致巨大的痛苦，还不如在最开始的时候呢花更多的时间去认真的去了解孤乳的这个教导，然后呢才去做出一个认孤乳的这个决定，因为这个对于后面的休息来讲呢是更加的有益的。
Even if it takes many years until you receive initiation, that's not the problem.
即便是练习了很多年，就是休息了很多年之后才得到启迪，这都不是问题。
But they want to take initiation as a fashion, because it's a fashion to have this guru, and then they can find themselves in trouble.
但是如果要是为了追时髦而认了这位孤乳，并且从这个孤乳那儿得到启迪的话，那这可能就会引起麻烦。那这可能就会是一个问，以后就会是一个问题，会是麻烦。
When this is already happened, well, find a better guru, and at least take shelter of some shiksha guru who can give you really shelter.
但是如果这件事已经发生了的话呢，那就去寻找一位更好的孤乳，至少呢要去寻找一位好的 Shiksha 训士孤乳，那从这个训士孤乳那儿得到庇护。
But first you have to be sure of these allegations against the particular guru, if they are true or just imaginary.
但是在这之前呢，首先还是要核查就是关于这位孤乳的这个行为举止的真实性，就到底这是真的呢，还是只不过就是一些想象出来的。
You have to be sure of that, because if it's just based on hearing say can be some problem.
因为所以呢你就必须要去核查所就是这件事情的这个真实性，如果是只是道听途说的话呢，那可能就会还是后面会有问题的。
So we have to be very careful.
那所以呢我们要非常的小心。
That's why the best thing, prevention is better than a cure. The best thing is to make the devotees be very careful in their approaching of a guru and accepting a guru and taking initiation from a guru. Let them take their time.
所以说呢预防还是要好过治疗，就是最好还是让这个奉献者要有耐心，要花时间去更好的去寻找一位孤乳，而不是很急切的去认孤乳。
And then if the disciple find that the guru is really doing something wrong, then there is a way, a channel to deal with this thing, to inform the GBC, and then the GBC will take action if this is really true.
而且但是如果要是这个门徒他真的发现孤乳有什么问题的话呢，那我们是有一个程序去解决的，然后就是把这个事情呢汇报给 GBC, 然后呢 GBC 去核查这个事情的真实性。
But you have to have the facts, not just hearing say.
但是呢必须要有事实为证，不能够只是道听途说。
Okay. Any more questions? Because I'm going to have to leave.
Okay, there are two more questions. Do you want to answer them, or you want to keep it for next week?
Yeah, keep it for next week.
OK， 那阿叔呢？因为时间没有了，所以说呢，后面这两个问题呢，我们留到下一周来解答。
OK， thank you everybody for your questions。
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening。
非常感谢大家的聆听。
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, special thank you to Dhanakeli and Sati Mataji for allowing us to be together for this amount of time.
也感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Dhanakeli 能够允许我们在这个时间有这一段的联谊。
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ekadashi ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Go.
阿修基在麦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢阿修 Krishna Baladeva 为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心解答，非常感谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个新的平台，然后也非常感谢所有奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。